I want to start by mentioning something that I know I mentioned, but I may have did it at lunch, not from up front, but I want your to solicit some support from you if you're willing. At that evangelistic series in the Philippines last year, because I presented a different type of evangelistic series, the conference brethren we were working there with and the Bible workers hadn't heard the prophecies presented that way, and they asked, you know, if they could have more information on that. So last year we told them that we'd be willing before this evangelistic series this year to come a week early and do a prophecy school, one of these things I've been referring to today, and that we would cover the costs for it. So next Thursday we leave for Cebu, Philippines, and in that mission station all the pastors and Bible workers are going to be called in, and for 5 days we're going to go through this prophecy school in advance of the evangelistic series. And I would solicit your prayers for that time, because if you understand the Bible worker, the pastor that we worked with last year had several churches that he pastored. Anyone want to take a guess how many churches he pastored? 19. Bible workers over there preach in a church every Sabbath. So when I say they're bringing in the pastors and the Bible workers, the people that are coming in to hear this material are going to be in the pulpit every Sabbath. And if they're touched by this message, then that part of the Philippines will hear this message. And you've really heard one of the tail ends of this message. When I'm saying it, it's primarily Daniel 11, 40 to 45. What we're suggesting here in this presentation is that Catholicism has been prepared, particularly by the messages of Fatima. How many in here are not familiar with Fatima? A few. I'm going to make this very simple and very quick, because there's some that have to leave. In 1917, on the 13th of a month, for 6 or 7 months, initially an angel appeared to 3 children in Fatima, Portugal, and after that, supposedly the Virgin Mary appeared to them, and as these children would meet on the 13th of the month to discuss things with the Virgin Mary, the crowds began to develop. The Virgin Mary promised to perform a miracle on the last meeting that would demonstrate these were truly from the Lord. And the miracle and the last apparition that was supposed to take place was going to take place on October 13th, 1917. And on that day, it had rained and rained and rained, and there was between 50 and 100,000 people in this little town in Fatima, Portugal. And all these people came out to where the miracle was supposed to occur, and it was still raining, and everybody was muddy and wet. And at the time of the miracle, the clouds parted.